ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What up, Jeremy?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Solly Saul. What do you got for us today coming from quarantine Pittsburgh?
Big news this week. Trump defunds The WHO, the woke health organization. China's mouthpiece, basically, has been defunded, and they're going to be investigated whether or not we want to stay in.
Ooh.
All right. Stock markets slowly crawling out of the COVID-19 hole. Obama's got to be working overtime to get it back to where he had it.
Yeah, we need him back. Man, we need
Talking about Obama, this week he endorsed Biden after debating who he could choose from a broad list of exceptional candidates. He made the hard decision of choosing Biden, the guy who was his vice president. Oh, wait, what? No one else is running?
Yeah,
exactly. All right. And get ready for everything to start opening up soon. This week, Trump's message was that he's going to allow the states to start implementing plans to get back to work. All right. We'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Show.com.
.org.
Yes. .net. No, we don't have all those. Don't go looking for
XXX.
Those.
.xxx.
This is going to take you to some nasty sites.
SaltyShow.xxx.
Oh, dear God. You know we have to go get all those now.
We are missing one of the legs. Heidi is not here today, so we're going to try to make do without her. So
I have one headline.
Yep.
Ooh, I have a headline. I have a headline that I read.
Go for it.
So
you can read?
Yeah. So So I got two headlines. Number one, in Tampa.
Your favorite state.
My favorite state, Florida. There's two Florida ones. In Tampa, they released a inmate because for COVID-19, I'm not going to call it the China virus or the Wuhan virus or anything that's racially, offensive.
God, stop.
Anyway, the China virus, they released them. So they released him from jail within like hours. Dude killed someone.
Oh my God. Oh. So they let him out of jail because he had coronavirus?
No, well, or he was afraid that he might have had symptoms, so they just let him out. And when he got out, he murdered someone. But he was in jail for like low grade like heroin use and selling, and he killed somebody on the street.
Okay. All right. Florida man strikes again.
And again in Florida, my favorite thing was considered an essential business. Money talks and bullshit walks, ladies and gentlemen. Vince McMahon in the WWE is now considered an essential service in the state of Florida, and they can continue doing live tapings of.
They're doing audience? They're doing.
No. They can do live with no audience.
So they're streaming or
still putting it on, channel, Fox and USA Network. They're doing their weekly televised programming live, not recording. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, Linda McMahon, she was part of the Trump administration, went left to go for former super PAC. Dude, over $100 million are going to be spent over in Orlando and Tampa over the next couple of years.
Good job.
Central business, guys.
Yeah.
WWE. Well, only live sport.
Do you know what Florida's the essential businesses are in this country? Mm. All of them. Or they wouldn't be in business.
Thank you. Exactly.
Anyway.
Or, I thought you guys might have liked that. It's not for you to determine. Right? It's not for anybody else to determine. What is essential to me is that I make money.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, unless I'm doing something illegal, then you really don't have,
like walking on the streets?
Exactly. And talking about that. All right. We're going to continue our last episode's, example after example where government corruption continues to, I can't say surprise us, but it continues to reveal itself, right? Because, again, in times like this, people quickly move into, being corrupted. And I'm going to start off with, now, unfortunately, for the audience, we're going to have to describe these videos, but take our word for it because we're watching it as it's happening. NYPD decides that they're going to break up a Jewish congregation in Brooklyn. Now, a lot of religious groups and organizations are now fighting back. This is unconstitutional. And like how you said last week, Jeremy, that they have legal standing to be able to do this. And the states are going to be faced with a lot of challenges if they continue to do this. Now, one thing you got to ask yourself, and again, how I said last time, you would think that people who are in positions of power, cops specifically, would say to themselves, hey, you know what? I am doing something that the Gestapo did. I should probably stop this because this is not good. But see, people don't ask themselves that question. People just say, hey, this is the law and I'm just following it. And I'm going to enjoy following this, right? Because again, power corrupts, dude. But we have to point it out now. And again, this is an NYPD police officer, and he's basically telling the crowd, and you would think that this is a crowd of hoodlums and troublemakers and anything. This is Orthodox Jews wearing their hats, and you know they got the curls and coming down their cheek, you know, their sideburns.
Yarmulke? It's not a hat, right? Is it yarmulke?
I think the yarmulke is the little thing, right? The little, these guys are wearing the black hats.
Oh, the hat. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah,
let me just play. So again, for the listener,
they are they're panning around. It's basically on a neighborhood street, and the cop pulls into the middle of this group. I wouldn't even call it a crowd; it's a group.
Yep.
And they're all standing 6 feet away from each other, listening to someone. I'm assuming preaching on the sidewalk.
Right.
What does the cop what does he want them to do?
Be in your house.
Be in your house. Be locked up. NYPD and the irony here, Jeremy, is that these are the Jews. These are the same victims of the Holocaust who are now being subjected to. Now I'm not equating it, but again, this path leads somewhere. Okay, and if we don't stand up and call it now, this can go wrong very quickly, right? Because what's going to happen is, see. They know their history. They know this history. They've been persecuted for years. And they look at this and they're saying, okay, this is not good. You know, we're being told we can't go to church. Where did we hear this before? We can't congregate. We can't do this. Now, that police officer may have really good intentions and he's probably enforcing something that he doesn't want. I don't know. However, it's wrong. And that police officer should have said, look, you know what? Here, I turn in my badge. Just how we would have expected the those who enforced it back then. This is what we expect them to do. This is goes beyond what local law says. It violates the Constitution, and that's why the Bill of Rights is there. Now, another example of another church, Charlie Kirk posted this one, and this is again things that happen in America. You get a $500 ticket for sitting in your car, and now this event, this church decided to hold a drive-through service. So people are sitting in their cars having this service. And guess what? Again, New York Police Department did. They went around to every car and got their license plate to do what? I don't know. But they're going around and getting people's license plates. People who are in their cars social distancing already. And listen to what he says.
Okay. If I can see your license, I'm giving you an opportunity to move city ordinance right now. Give us citations. This is a gathering, even though you're in your vehicle. If I can see your license, sir, I'll give you an opportunity to move.
Now. The minister went to the house of the Lord. The way the servant went to the house of the Lord. Listen, it means something to me. You know, I just love the church.
This looks like a drive-in movie theater.
Basically, so what they did is they parked in their I think it's the church parking lot. Everybody stayed in their car and they were listening to the radio as the preacher was preaching.
All right,
police said that these guys are not social distancing.
The safest place that you can be besides your house,
your car,
is your car.
Yeah, yeah.
You are completely isolated.
Yeah,
nobody in there.
Right.
You ain't doing nothing. If I could drive to work, I could sit in the parking lot. If I'm getting Okay. See, you want to get me on getting out and doing this if you to play that game? Okay. But so, stop. So stop the meds.
Along these lines, a couple weekends ago, we took the kids to the drive-in movies. The only movie theater that's open. You can't go to a regular theater because they're all boarded up. So right. The only place you could go is the drive-in. We've taken the girls to the drive-in a couple of times. And when we pulled up the other night, it was packed. Mm-hmm. The line to get in was backed up all the way to the street where you pull in. And we've never seen it that busy.
Dude, I know. People want to get out of their house.
Exactly.
When people go, I'm afraid, I'm scared. No, people want to get out because you know what? Humans are not meant to be stuck in a house. Like dogs are not meant to be stuck in a house. Cat, we're animals. We're meant to roam. You know what I mean? Even when you put a fish in a tank, he wants to swim around. You give him a small tank. Like they're meant to roam, right. Not be stuck.
Well, not only that, we're social beings.
Yeah.
And the term social distancing goes against our very nature.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, but again, let's go to this cop who's standing there and enforcing something very stupid that anybody with common sense looks at this and says, dude, you should be out. Like Charlie Kirk says, go find the child rapist, go find criminals, real criminals. What are you doing wasting your time here?
They let them all out of jail. Like
go find Florida Man. That guy is out of control.
No, they let the criminals out of jail.
Exactly.
This is what, you know, we talked about this one the other day.
Yeah, first of the year.
Yeah, but one of the things that should be mentioned here that again, they go into this bus and they pull this guy out forcibly. Now, why do they pull him out? Because he wasn't wearing a mask in a city bus. Okay, now all the comments on here, and all the comments are valid. Why didn't they just give the guy a mask and said, here, man, we know these times are stupid. Here's a mask. Just wear it. Guy could have easily worn it and been like, okay, cool, done. No. This is what they decided to do.
They pull him off the bus like he's a criminal. Like this guy just robbed and murdered and raped and pillaged and did the worst act of crimes in the world.
Some of these cops are not even wearing the masks themselves. That's the thing that
the ones I see are. So this is
you'll see. There's some that are not wearing.
All right. This is a dangerous idea. Basically, I don't agree with what the cops did, but I also do not agree with the way the man handled it. When the police come in, whether you agree with them or not, and they tell you to do something, you do it. Because the options are either you're going to do what they ask you to do, or they're going to make you do what they want you to do, or they're going to shoot you and you're going to be dead.
Two of those options. You make a valid point. Wait, hold on. You make a valid point. But let's draw this out. If a cop comes up to you and tells you, Jeremy, I want you to walk on the other side of the street. Okay? Man, today you walk on the other side of the street. You're like, okay, officer, great. And tomorrow, another cop says, no, I want you to walk on the other side of the street. Okay, officer, I'm doing what you're telling me to, but there's another officer over there who told me to do this. Okay, now, here you... Now, again, I know it's a hypothetical. I know it's a hypothetical. But when do we draw the line? When do we say, no, we need to stand up against this insanity? And I'm one that says, you know what? The more people that do this, the more videos like this come out. And I have an example of a video. Look, the best thing that officers can have aside from their gun and their weapons is a camera to show them being just for their safety, for their sake, and for the sake of the citizens, right? But there are some videos that I'm going to show you where there are officers who are telling people recording, stop. Why do you want somebody to stop recording if you are not behaving inappropriately? And this again goes to cops. There are some cops that love this. Look, there's just like soldiers. There's a certain type of character of a person that does this. Now, when they treat criminals like this, I don't care. This guy is not a criminal. He's not. This guy, go ahead, Tim.
I want you to finish your point. But see, the problem I have with this video, it's not the full video. They might have went in there, asked him three times and said, hey, can you get off the bus, please, because you got to wear a mask. He might have said, fuck you, you pig. We don't see right. that part. Right. What the
right.
There could have been. There's more to this story besides not wearing a mask. Because
so remember, because we saw a few weeks ago, we saw this videos like this in China. And we said, of course, that's China. That's what happens in China. That's what they're going to do to the citizens. But yet here we are watching it in our own country and we're making excuses for it. And I don't think we should. Look, again, if this was this guy.
I'm not making an excuse, but.
No, I don't think this is a valid law. I do not respect it. And I would have been that person
right. and
who objected to this and said
this
no.
When this guy gets taken off, when he's asked to leave the bus, he should have gotten up, got the officer's badge number, gotten off the bus, and he could have.
He did. No, he got all their numbers as the video.
Yeah, as they're dragging him out, kicking and screaming.
But here's the deal. The one thing about, because this was SEPTA. This is, unfortunately, this is city public transit. Their rules, right, for the city says to get on public transportation, you have to wear a mask in this. That was their, I believe they enforced that.
Okay.
So technically,
who does the city work for? The city is not a private company.
Right, but they're working
the city,
for the citizens.
It works for the citizen.
And if the citizens
the citizen
are okay
pays
with that.
Taxes.
Right, but the citizens right. want to be Again, protected. So the government is trying to protect their people.
This citizen wasn't. This citizen so wasn't,
overall,
wasn't for
so
it.
So you'll see. A lot of comments. I think this
I
is wrong.
Know.
I think this is wrong. I personally believe this is wrong. There's other ways to handle this, but to sit there and do all okay. that. No.
This is more of the video. This is more of the video.
Okay.
This is before he got kicked out.
Public transportation.
Now, this guy is the public transportation guy.
Okay.
Not wearing a mask. telling him to get off because he's not wearing
if
a mask.
You do not have a mask. You cannot ride public transportation, sir.
Can you explain to me?
He's spreading more of the germs
than
the other guy.
Yeah. So I look at this and I have a guy who's not wearing a mask yelling at me for not having a mask. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Sir, you have to get off the bus. You have to get off the bus. Sir. Sir.
And nobody, see, I would have been there. I'm like, first put on your mask. First, inspire me. Inspire me to follow
well,
you.
Do, so if you listen to what he said, you have to have a mask in order to ride on the bus, not be on the bus. So he's
okay,
allowed to be
what
on the bus.
Is the purpose of the
it's
mask?
It's stupid. It's
yeah,
stupid, Saul. No one is going to defend it. It's just stupid. My point is this is a very dangerous double-sided issue here. Number one, yes, the law is stupid. But the problem is it is the current law. If you don't like the law, you get the law changed. When the cop asks you or the transport guy asks you.
The law violates the Constitution.
Well, sure.
Period, individual.
But here's now.
So does every gun law in this country. But no one's saying, well, just go buy a gun and swing it around your house anyway.
Right. So here's the deal. No state says you can't have a gun. No state says you can't have a gun. States have laws. Depending on how you get a license for a gun. Some have really strict ones where it's almost impossible. But then there's ones like where we live where you can just walk into anywhere and get a gun. So the states can't say no. They can't say guns are illegal. They cannot do that. That's a violation of the Constitution, right? But the Constitution doesn't say that they leave power to the states of states make rules. States are making the rule. Look, man, we go by the Constitution is the law of the land, and that's federal government. But then when the government tries to spread it around, you go, that's too big a government. Yeah. So
again,
there you go. You see where I'm going?
I get it. And look, I'm going to call it for what it is. It's stupid. Now,
I don't think any of us are disagreeing with the stupidity. It's just my point is it's dangerous to glorify that kind of behavior because.
You know why it's dangerous?
All because, he did was resist it.
Right.
He wasn't punching back. He wasn't doing anything.
But
all he did was drew attention, and it should be it's good.
This is why it's even more dangerous, right? Because I know you're about to show a lot more videos with this. Because this is the beginning. Their test. This is the big test.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, this is the big test. What can we do? Okay. Anytime there's a problem. Anytime there's a problem, like you said. Oh, in L.A. Oh. The smog is out of control. It's a state emergency. We got to shut down the entire state. Everybody go home and don't drive for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And if you're outside using your car or any, you're going to jail. What? Wait a minute. This is why this is dangerous, right? Yes, we are going through something that is very scary to a lot
similar
of people.
Similar to every year.
Similar to every other year. No, call it for what it is. They turn this into a lot of hysteria. The spread is very fast. They're not sure why and how, and the combination of it all. This is insane, like something they've never seen.
Yeah. You know why the spread was very fast? And I'm going to show this, and we're going to get there, but I'm going
to
show
more. Because in New York.
You know why it grew so fast? Because they're classifying, like Jeremy said a couple episodes ago, they're classifying other things, and I have more evidence of that. They're classifying other things as corona.
So New York, real quick, do you see what happened in New York as you said that? I'll let you get on. Because it happened today.
We'll get there. We're going to get there because I'm going to bring it up and we'll get there to that point. So here is the governor of Michigan signs a measure where they're going to fine citizens $1,000, citizens that fail to follow the 6-foot social distance guidelines. Okay. Now look at this picture. Is any one of these fools social distancing? Are any of these fools wearing masks?
Well, the one guy on the left side is about 6 feet away from the one guy on the right side. Yeah,
but, look at that. They're all swarmed around.
All of them should have been fined.
Yeah.
As soon as she signed this, I would have done a citizen's arrest and been like, each one of you owes $1,000.
That's why
right
I love Ted Cruz's thing. That's about 11K right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Again, rules for thee, but not for me. This is the insanity. And we have to mock it. We have to point it out, and we have to stand up against it. Because, again, like Tim said, this is a test. This is a test. How much can the citizenry put up with this?
What?
And we can't. We should not put up with
what
this.
What day was this from?
It says 20 hours ago.
Yesterday or till Monday.
So Michigan as well over the weekend or whatever last week towards the end. She signed another thing saying, you're not allowed to leave the house. You're basically not allowed to go to, allowed to go to family's houses.
You can't go from house to house.
You can't go, you know. It is, Michigan went to actually there's one other state that went crazier than Michigan, but.
Again, more examples of cops enforcing social distancing, not wearing masks. This is, again, another church. Where they're going around, people are at a drive through church service, and these guys are going around and passing out or getting licenses and giving tickets. And neither one of them is wearing a mask, and neither one of them is social distancing.
Yeah, they just walked right by that lady that's standing there by herself. She was social distancing herself, and then they walked right by her.
So I believe if these cops are ever given the order to do stupid shit, they will completely follow this.
Yeah.
How do I know this? Because many of them now are blindly following orders that are clear violations of the Constitution.
You know,
look at history, how Jordan Peterson says, we have to look at history as being the perpetrators of atrocities and not the victims. And if we understand history that way, that we can easily be corrupted, this is why we need to stand up against it, and we cannot give this any room. We have to come out against it strong.
There were other groups that said, I was just following orders when they knew it was wrong.
No.
And I'm not just saying, exactly. I'm not just calling out that regime. Any big empire that is totalitarian and they go do stupid shit to their citizens. They all say, I was doing my job following orders. No, your job is to serve and protect the citizen, not uphold what the government says all the time. If you know it's wrong, you can have the power to overthrow the government. You know what I mean? You have a power to step in and say, you are unfit. This is a bad law. This violates the Constitution.
Here's another example of a police officer who approaches a citizen wearing a mask, screaming in the guy's face, not wearing a mask, because he's not social distancing.
Do you understand me? We're doing you the benefit of trying to get permission from somebody. We don't need it. Do you understand that?
I don't need to give you a social distance.
Exactly. See, he doesn't have to give you social distancing. That's what he said. He's like, I don't have. Now, here is the female cop. You're going to see her shortly here, who doesn't like this being recorded because she knows her partner is out of line. But instead of calling her partner for being out of line, she wants the person to stop recording.
You invited this on yourself and your attitude. Do you understand that? Okay. Do not ask me for favors, Mr. Lockwood. Do you understand that? You stand there and you shut your fucking mouth.
This is not good. Not good.
You gave cops a wet dream. You gave cops a wet dream. Because when you see a lot of cops, yes. No, there's a lot of cops that love this. Give me more power so I can just swing my dick because my wife fucking abuses me at home and cheats on me. You know what I mean? There's a lot of cops. Wow. I know. Look, I've been around a lot of New York City fucking cops. Okay.
Yeah.
There's some good ones, but then there's a lot like this that yeah. Like when they get the perp, right? And they get to chase them. No, they tackle them. No. They want to break their arm, smash their face because they were, dude, just take them down, put cuffs on them. But like it's psychotic. There's a psychotic thing. I knew Phoenix PD cops that all they couldn't wait to do was
crack some skulls.
It's like,
yeah,
that's not why you become a cop. Like, serve and protect, homie. Like, cracking skulls doesn't, you become a problem.
Right. There's a certain mentality that it takes to become a cop. And like you said, there are some good cops and there are some that basically got into it for the wrong reason. Like you said, they're the ones that they thrive on the authority. They thrive on, you know, the ability to tell other people what to do, the control, the whatever, right? And unfortunately, you know, I don't know if there's a way to identify that and say, sorry, you can't be a cop because of that. And I'm assuming that the extreme cases
they give them, all these people have to take psych tests.
Right. I'm gonna say this, okay? Whenever I watch videos like this of somebody acting stupid and just to enrage a cop, I say you get what you're coming for. You okay? I get it. I don't want a cop to tiptoe around criminals. I want that criminal. I do not lose sleep when a cop pushes around some criminal, right? With somebody who's breaking the law, somebody who's being basically just a bad person, right? I don't lose sleep over cops pushing these people around, okay? But again, it takes a certain type of personality to do this, but we have to call it out, and we have to say, look, man, look, officer, you know, I support a thin blue line, I do, but this is stupid, and you should be wise enough to know that this is violating the Constitution, and you should look the other way. Okay, this is what I would say to a cop, man. Look, again, I support police officers. They risk their lives, and we're better off because they do. Okay, as a society. However, right now under this is not good.
But unfortunately, because when you pass a law that says you have a curfew and you need to stay in, technically that guy violating that is asking for that cop to go off on him, because he is technically now breaking the current law saying you're not allowed outside, you have to stay in, right? So now here's the fine line. Because it's almost like it's a violation of your liberty, right? But nowhere in the Constitution that says your freedom is, that you have to, that you're allowed outside. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nowhere in the Constitution, when someone's like, it's against the Constitution, we're in the Constitution. Yes, my freedom of speech allows me to say that. But then then it's also, if you're presenting clear and present danger, which in that case, because we're in a pandemic and national emergency, again, state emergencies.
See, it, no, no. Again,
most people are going to lose this, man.
And I'm going to play.
You're fighting the law.
No,
you're fighting
a
bullshit law. You're fighting a bullshit law and giving the power to the people to enforce that law.
You're fighting a law that goes against the Constitution. And I think there, and I'm gonna play what Trump said, where he's completely wrong on this. All right, I'm gonna play this video, and again, this goes all, and you guys know me. During this whole time, I've criticized Trump for this. Okay, I'm not gonna follow him blindly on this. This was wrong. This was not good. There's some winning that he's doing, which is good. The first one that I mentioned, the World Health Organization. However, this is wrong, and we have to stand up against it. Now, here I'm going to end it with this one. This is not here, obviously, but this is in Britain, and some police officers, they get a call that somebody's basically being rowdy, so they bust in the door, basically not social distancing. Now, the guy's in his house, okay, and they break in to investigate whether he's violating the corona rules in his own house.
Hello. We got a call, haven't wait, he's going to come, otherwise. Right. There might be something going on here, so...
Right.
We need to double check. I appreciate what you're saying about social distancing, so I'm keeping a distance.
Yeah, fuck off.
Right, so we need to check the
window. Four cops, by the way. Four cops.
Four cops, none of them wearing masks.
Yeah. Or gloves.
And they're making sure they're enforcing social distancing. Now, what's the purpose of social distancing? To make sure you don't spread the virus.
No, you really want to know what the point of social distancing is? No. You want to know the point of social distancing? It's to make sure that the hospitals don't get overrun, right? So by staying home, you're not spreading it. But it's not going to kill the virus. It's not going
to
kill the virus.
But they're trying to stop the spread, right? That's the point. Right. Now, these people, they're not...
For the hospitals. Guys, that's the only thing they care about is the hospitals.
But this person, who's a police officer, all four of them, are not wearing masks. Mm-hmm. They're spreading the disease. You know, that's...
Every cop, every video we've seen with cops screaming at somebody is spewing spit and fucking particles, the droplets, like everybody likes to say.
Especially when they start yelling, right? Because, I mean, let's face
I spit all over this mic, man.
Exactly. When you start yelling, stuff starts flying, right? When you're talking in a normal voice...
You still have shit coming.
You have a little bit coming out. When you start talking... The shit's just flying everywhere, right?
Exactly.
And so none of these people are talking like this. They're screaming from a hallway away, telling the cops to go... What does he say? Fuck off or something like that?
Oh, he drops a bunch of fucking cunts.
Yells at them. But I just wanted to point out the fact that before police officers show up not wearing masks, completely undermining the very rule that they're trying to enforce, which is, again, stupidity abounds. Now, going to the thing about Trump and the whole argument that he had with the press, and he's been having it off with the press lately. Now, I'm going to approach this from a few different levels. Okay, one, Trump was the one who set the guidelines and said it was the federal government who said this is what we recommend the states do. And now the states have, some of them have gone and done stringent rules. Others have not. Okay. Now, the press asked Trump, so what you're saying is that you're going to enforce this on the states when you want to open it back up, that you're going to pass a federal law and all the states have to open it up regardless of what the governors think. Now, Trump responds with that, which says, look, I'm the president. And I have the absolute power to do this. Now, he says he had total authority to do this. And, you know, he was challenged by the press and said, look, the governors have some type of jurisdiction over their states. And so Ben Shapiro tweets out and basically says, because Trump says, when somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total. Okay. Ben Shapiro, who has been a never Trumper and doesn't like Trump and he criticizes him all the time. And he says, look, the Constitution would beg to differ. Now, I would say that is technically true. However, it's technically true that the law to begin with that Trump or the guidelines that he set were to begin with, they were unconstitutional. So if a state is going to now say, hey, look, we're going to keep it closed until whatever. And Trump then goes to the courts and challenges this on the courts. The courts are going to come back to both of them and say, neither one of you had this authority. If you did, you would change the Constitution. Okay? You cannot do this. And so while, again, Ben Shapiro criticizes him and says, well, the Constitution would beg to differ based on what Trump said on that he can force the states to do this. Technically, he's right. However, he's wrong because Trump can say, hey, you know what? The states are going to be breaking the Constitution here by continuing to implement these limiting social gatherings and doing all this stuff. This is unconstitutional.
So unfortunately, the one amendment that is the one that everybody's saying for what he's either going to invoke.
Oh, yep.
Or he's violating is the 10th, right? Because the 10th Amendment is very vague in, you know, trying to keep powers away from the federal government and to the states. But if something is not defined like this, a pandemic, it can be taken over by the federal government, you know. So I think right. they're going to use the 10th Amendment in this one, right? So the 10th is going to be challenged, right? right?
But no, but I've, the 10th so, Amendment, Tim, but what the 10th Amendment says is that power which has not been given to the federal government is left to the states. Okay, that's what the 10th Amendment
actually
says.
Actually, it's left to the people because they don't have something about this either. It's actually technically left to the people.
Now, but even the people cannot decide this because it's already been decided in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. So not even the citizens themselves can come out and say, look, we're going to ignore this constitutional right. And the people, a mob comes into a church and says, you guys got to stop gathering. That is unconstitutional because the Constitution protects that church to be able to gather. Because they're doing it peaceably. And it doesn't say unless there's a virus. It just doesn't. And now if you wanted to say that, then amend the Constitution. Do not pass these laws that are unconstitutional. And that's why I say
yeah, it's, I'm just saying, both, I saw, right. I seen for and against how the 10th Amendment can be used in this situation. I personally feel it shouldn't, this should have never happened. It just doesn't seem right. When people go stay the fuck home. And they close down the entire world. It just doesn't make sense unless there's something bigger that's to happen, right?
Right.
But
now, going to this, every coronavirus patient that is admitted into a hospital, the hospital gets $19,000. If the patient is put on a ventilator, the hospital
From who?
The federal government.
The federal government pays part
of the coronavirus, whatever bill or that whole thing that was passed.
The Care Act,
whatever CARES it was. Act?
So, one of the bills they passed gives them this. Now, I got something to add to this.
I'll play this video and then we can add to that.
All right, sorry.
You have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions.
Conspiracy theories, doctor? So you're engaging in conspiracy theories. What do you say to Dr. Fauci tonight?
Well, I would remind him that anytime healthcare intersects with dollars, it gets awkward. Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much. Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do. Some physicians really have a bent towards public health, and they will put down influenza or whatever because that's their preference. I try to stay very specific, very precise. If I know I've got pneumonia, that's what's going on, the death certificate.
What the doctor said, this guy who's on, he's Fox News contributor. He says that hospitals are now getting, well, I think 13,000 is what he said for a patient who's diagnosed with this. The hospital's going to get that. Now, on top of that, they're going to get 39,000 for the patient themselves. So this is not even coming out of the patient's insurance. This is coming straight from the federal government through Medicare, Medicaid.
Yours whatever. In my pockets, where
exactly.
It's coming from.
Now, you don't, and what this guy says, it's perfectly true. You don't think there is a profit motive here? Don't kid yourselves.
Well,
right?
Of course.
And that's
this
why.
This is why all of these liberal states are clamoring to shut everything down, because they know there's a paycheck at the end of it.
Exactly.
To cover the areas where they can't afford because right. they're overtaxing people and they're overspending on these welfare projects that aren't paying off. And the people are just, they're tired of it. New York, we don't have enough ventilators. Why don't you have enough ventilators?
Right.
Because we can't afford it because we're spending all of our money on other stupid shit that ain't paying off.
So newsflash, we talk about, you know, these numbers. Miraculously, New York found 3,700 more people that died from coronavirus. They labeled them today. They died from coronavirus. And their answer was, we know they died, but even though they weren't tested, we know it's coronavirus related. That was their answer.
Lies.
New York
lies.
Times.
Fucking yes.
The wonderful New York Piece Times. Is, don't get me started on the New York Times, because you know what? I want to get into this Biden shit, because you know what?
We're going to get there.
Because I got some shit that fucking burns my titties.
A little perspective for the alarmists who all day, every day, you hear them on CNN, MSNBC, all these news networks. Oh my God, we've increased by this much. We've surpassed Italy. We've surpassed here. And so a little perspective on the size of the United States. So they do this basically, what is that? An overlap of the United States over Europe. because people are saying, oh my God, we just passed Italy's numbers. How big is Italy compared to the United States? And not only
this Italy's is not even about the size of Florida.
Exactly. And they're saying, we just passed Italy.
This is okay. Wait, can I say something about that? Can I say something about that real quick? Yeah. See, yes. We're called the United States of America, right? So we're one big country, right? With states. When you look at Europe, it's a continent and it's multiple countries inside of this. Basically, they're states. And if you take the European Union and, you know, because they want to, you know, be a union, why don't you take all the countries in the European Union, put those numbers together compared to the United States? I guarantee then you take those numbers, you add them together. I guarantee they're pretty close. Oh, yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Exactly. Just saying. No. They probably have more debts than us combined.
Now, this graph shows that this is how they were calculating, I think, the flu. So what you see here is and this goes by year. If you look here, 2014, 2015, and it's color coordinated. So for the listener, basically it's a graph that shows how the flu throughout the year increases and then subsides when the summer months come. Now, if you look at this year, you saw that the flu was increasing, and sometime in January, this is January here, you see it start dropping drastically until it's all the way down. This goes against every single graph of every, for the last, 6 years. And the number of flu cases drop. Why? Because they're classifying it as coronavirus instead of the flu.
Okay, so this is the quote unquote flu that everyone got their shots for in November, December. Yeah. And it basically drops off the chart
In January.
And basically, corona is taking over.
Yeah. So,
the other thing everyone's talking about with this, they go, people aren't dying from heart attacks. They go, what happened to heart attacks and car accidents and cancer? All these things that everybody dies of every day. They don't die. Yeah. Oh, you committed suicide. Coronavirus.
Yeah.
That's what.
One of the things that Saul brought up, I think, last time was accidental medical deaths. Did that all of a sudden get converted to coronavirus too? Or what's
this is the most corrupt fucking thing I've ever seen.
And again, this is from the government's own website, .gov, Louisiana. And if you look when they were tracking influenza, the flu, and if you look at what they've said here down at the bottom, it says, due to the ongoing COVID-19 response in Louisiana, weekly influenza surveillance reports are not available at this time. I wonder why. Because they stopped classifying the flu as the flu, and they're now classifying it as COVID-19. Again, it's the flu. It's the fucking flu, dude. And this is from their own page that they can't show you the graphs because they'd be fucking lying. All right? Now,
it's a really bad flu. it is. Let's call it what it is. It is a bad flu. This was supposed to be the flu season of 2021, not 2020. You know, when somebody eats a bat when they weren't supposed to and infect everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I recently joined TikTok and I've been watching. You get pulled into TikTok videos, but Tim hates it. But
China.
TikTok Tim.
One of the things that I've noticed in the proof that the virus was exaggerated is evident in the countless TikTok videos of hospital staff doing choreographed dance videos. If hospitals are overwhelmed by this, where in the world are they finding the time to do these kind of videos? Big, big booty, what you got? A big booty. Big, big booty, what you got? A big booty. And for the listener, again, it's choreographed nurses and doctors with balloons on their butts dancing around. Okay. And they're supposedly overwhelmed.
In PPE.
Now, here's another one. Again, this is rampant. This is just two videos that I could find. Here's another hospital. Again, these guys are overwhelmed with patients of COVID-19. Have the time to do choreographed dances. Again, choreographed dancing. Now, let me ask this question. Now, here's one thing. If the hotspots, because some will say, look, some hospitals don't. Okay, but if there are hotspots in one location, how come these hospitals that have the time for choreographed videos, why are they not taking up some of that load? What? And again, look, I'm not against them dancing, but we are being sold a narrative here that does not fit what I'm seeing on TikTok. And again, people can take light of a situation, but again, to me, this is proof that we're just believing lies. And again, video after video of this kind of stuff all over TikTok. And we're supposed to believe that this is a pandemic. It just isn't.
Yeah, I don't buy it. So I'm with you, Saul.
Yeah,
And enough of the damn coronavirus. Let's talk about some other useless person.
2 million people have been tested. What, 500,000 confirmed cases? Wait. So, right, is that where the numbers are at now? I stopped looking because, you know what? I'm tired. The numbers, they say numbers don't lie, but numbers are manipulated. Numbers can be manipulated into whatever favor you want, right? That's right. Why, you know, like Enron with their fucked up accounting back in 2000, 2001, you know, and all that scandal, right? These numbers are just the same. These numbers are the same. I'm sorry. Look, I understand. Yes. And I've said this multiple times. Did my parents have it? Yes. Did they get really fucked up from it? Yes. Did they beat it? Thank God. Right? So I do know from talking to them and seeing what they went through. They went through hell. My mom says this is some different shit. But most of her symptoms were flu-like, right? She said it was just very tough, right? You showed again, and I said this last episode, the way this thing, how it attacks your immune system, that these are the problems of this virus. It's very powerful. But do we shut the whole world down? Do we do coordinated dances? Then you got fake people on CBS promoting this girl. Ah, I'm dying. Then you find out she's a fucking crazy fucking thing. You know what I mean? Went back in the hospital one day or some bulls. They proved that video was wrong. Then they show, oh, look at the New York hospitals. Look at the United States. Then it turns out it's fake. It's Italy. There's so much mass manipulation with this. I am not discounting or discrediting the impact of this virus because one of my friends' mom's got it and has been on a ventilator for like almost 3 weeks now, right? Not good, right? But
right.
There's people that get sick from this. Yes, focus on that. Don't turn this into, they say, don't turn it into politics. This whole thing got turned into political shit because you know what? You could have done some things to stop the spread. You could have said, you know what? If you're sick, stay home. But if you go out, that's on you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could have said, okay, hey, companies, implement red, blue team, green team so that your whole, all, like they did with H1N1. They did shut down schools. They did shut down day camps. They did, some offices were doing, some people work from home. They did that back in 2000. They didn't shut down the world. This not shutting down the United States. You shut down the world. The world shut down and everybody's covering it up. Right. Why is everybody covering it up? Why? That is my question.
One thing about
why
shutting it all down, right? And something that we are, again, a question that nobody asked themselves when they decided to do this quarantine stuff. Now, there's a study that came out, a test in Chicago. 30 to 50% of those tested for COVID-19 already have antibodies, report says. Now, what are antibodies? This is our body developing the immune system becomes aware of this and learns a way to fight it. Now, there's a thing known as herd immunity, right? That protects. So if we think about this, we human beings are an organism, right? The body, the immune system becomes efficient, learns about a certain thing, and then learns how to fight it, okay? And if we look at humans, individual humans in a part of a community or a group or a country, we can look at them as laboratories. Every human body is a laboratory that tries to determine, can I fight this? Let me figure out how to fight this. Now, if we remove that from ourselves, we remove that collective knowledge that we still don't understand how viruses spread and how the human beings as a species has been able to fight certain viruses way before science, way before all this. Because again, think about this from an evolutionary standpoint. We are a living, breathing organism that has learned and developed a way how to fight this. And we can't explain how this works. By social distancing ourselves, are we doing ourselves more harm than good?
Yes.
Exactly. Because we are removing that herd immunity.
Our bodies are designed to do this. This is why we have this same pattern every year. we have a new flu that comes in. It affects us, you know, more and more people during the winter. The society builds an immunity to it, and then it starts to drop off. This has been going on
for millions
for
of
as
years.
Long as I forever
since organisms,
right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're like, "No, no, no! We need to. We don't touch anybody. Don't get anywhere near anybody." It's like, "No, no, no! That is the complete wrong way to handle this. We need to be exposed to these things so that our body creates the antibodies to protect us from it, and so that we can do it all again next year."
Along that same line, Jeremy, if we look at the span of time of humanity and how the human species has survived for millions of years, okay, however long we've been on this planet, and if we look at it and then we zoom in or we zoom out and we look at the year 2020, and for the first time in human history, humans decided to stay at home and fight it this way. Now, I don't know. I don't know, but we do know about herd immunity, and it is a thing. When there is more defense against this, if I get it, I develop a way to protect myself from it, and now I can impact those around me to be able to also fight it. But when we remove that, again, what is the concept of a herd, right? Sometimes people will say, well, the herd is bad. No. Sometimes if you look at a lion who's going to try to catch a gazelle, that gazelle is protected when it's surrounded by the herd. The lion will try to isolate that animal, the weakest animal, and try to get at it, right? But if they all social distance themselves, they make themselves an easy catch for the predator. And we have to look at viruses like this sometimes. They're predators. They look for the weakest links. Now, yes, people will die. But the thing that's life, man. We cannot guarantee
that's
nobody,
the way the system works.
When people get the flu, do you go, oh my God, it's the president's fault that that Joe Schmo died of the flu? No. Do you shut down travel to China because somebody got the flu? No, I'm glad he did though. but my thing is, you know why I think also, besides the herd mentality, why probably 30 to 50% of the people they tested had it, were immune? Because they probably fucking had it this year.
Right.
Because this virus didn't just show up in March. I'm sorry. So how does, I'm always going to go to this. How does all of a sudden something in China that was breaking out in January into February, but then we stop, right? Travel from China in January 29th, because, you know, that date is very, you know. But then how do you go pretty much all through February with almost no cases in New York City? Okay? New York, the most populated place in the United States, right? Then all of a sudden, it goes from 400 to 500 to 5 to a million in less than 1 month. All of February, nobody had it in New York. Okay, because they said, come to the Lunar Parade and get on the subways, we can handle it, and this, that. Up until, what, March something, then all of a sudden, we're tracking the data, everything. All of a sudden, everybody's got coronavirus. And the fucking thing exploded. How does, all through January, nothing in the United States, all February, pretty much, well, there was a few cases in February, okay, they're going to get them on a technicality. There was a few, okay? You know, wasn't a lot. It wasn't 100,000. It was, you know, maybe 200, let's
nothing
say.
Nothing compared to
200,
yeah,
200. Okay, I'm going to throw 200. But then all of a sudden, one day in March, it just fucking skyrockets. And the same people a month ago that said, we are prepared for this coronavirus. We are prepared to handle it. Live your life because we could do it. Because, you know, as, you know, the federal government is creating task force and trying to figure out what's going on, and the CDC wasn't allowed in China, and the WHO said it's not transmissible and everything else. Everybody said, live your life. Live your life. Great. Live your life. Now they're all saying, go home, lock your door, don't come out for, now I'm here in 2022, apparently now they want to stop everything until 2022. I heard on CNN.
Yeah,
today.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, 2022, you're going to shut everything down. Uh-huh. No, yeah, no. Depression. Okay, you dumb fucks. You know what I'm saying? No. And I'm looking at this going, what the fuck? What the fuck? How can the same people, right? The same people in January, February, including my man over here, you know, and he's admitted to it, you know, they didn't have the right data. Okay, scientists are wrong. So when they say trust science, no. Science was wrong right. in this. Sorry. Science was very wrong in the initial assessment. And right. now they, and they, again, everybody's blaming China, right? Everyone's blaming China. Everyone's blaming China. Okay. But the assessment was wrong. But now we took your guidance, like you said yesterday in your briefing, right? The experts, the doctors, the scientists, we took their advice and okay, we've seen an apex, you know, and you're seeing a drop down. Okay. You're done. Go build vaccines. I don't need you. I don't need to see you on the TV no more. Your job is done. You made everybody aware. Thank you. We did what we had to do, whether it was right or wrong, constitutional, not. As a society, we did what we had to do to lower the spread. Let the hospitals not, you know, be on overflow. Great. We're done. Right. We're done. We have to accept the fact that from here on out, cases are going to come up until they get the vaccine, you know, and people jam it in them and then they get the net COVID-20. You know what I'm saying? This is never going to end, guys.
Yeah.
It's never going to end. There will always be a flu and a spread and this is always going to happen.
And
I'm not a doctor, but 1+1, the flu happens every year, even after the Spanish fucking flu. This flu comes up every year.
Hey, yes. That's racist.
Yeah.
I am willing to bet. I got to stop. This is just fucking retarded.
I'm willing to bet 10 years from now, if you were able to, which is obviously this is never going to happen, but if you were able to take a sample from every person on the planet, COVID-19 will still be around.
Yeah.
There will still be people that have it in their systems, whether they're being affected by it or whether they have the antibodies to fight it, it will still be around. I am sure that there are flus from 2030, even the Spanish flu from 1914, whatever it was. I am sure that there are, that virus is still floating around somewhere, but the great human body has figured out a way to say, sure, you're here. We're just going to kill you when you get here right. and you're going to spread, but it doesn't matter because you're going to spread to your family. Well, guess what? Your family had those antibodies and your neighbors had those antibodies. So it's going to hop around. And as soon as it gets into you, it's going to get killed by your immune system.
Jeremy, you make a valid point here because think about it this way. You're right. This shit's going to be around. Why is it going to be around? Because what people forget is that we're not the only organism on this planet. And we're not... Where does the avian flu come from?
Cows. Birds.
Exactly. Birds. Where does the... Okay. Are we social distancing birds? Are we forcing the birds not to gather around because they're going to be able to spread the
nobody's
fucking...
Nobody's got the avian flu since.
You know what it is? It's those damn penguins. Those little bastards.
This is idiocy, man. And so these animals carry it. They're not social distancing. We can social distance all we want. And then the next time we gather, there's still going to be that avian flu. It's still going to spread. And so what we've done by social distancing is we've told the human species that we've basically made ourselves vulnerable to building an immunity against this. Now, going to what you said, Tim, about these professionals and scientists, Dr. Fauci, I'm done listening to this guy, okay? Because he's been wrong at every single turn. He said that it wasn't a big deal. And then he said there was going to be 2 million people who would die. And then he said 200,000 and then 80,000. Now it's 60,000. Now it's going to be less than that. And now he also said that warm weather probably was not going to stop the COVID-19. And then, again, this is why I'm done listening to this guy. And then he goes on to this interview where he says that he can see a future where people will have to carry COVID-19 immunity papers.
Really? Like a stamp on your driver's license that said, I'm immune to the COVID-19?
I brought it up a couple episodes ago. This is the new world order they're looking for, man. I don't give a fuck. My friends that know me, they could say I'm crazy. Yeah. I'm a fucking crazy white person. I don't give a shit. This is Big Brother type shit.
No. Yep. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Look, I don't trust this guy. He's one of three things, and this is, I'm going to make this point. He's one of three things, this Dr. Fauci. He's either stupid, too weak to fight the lunacy, or he's complicit in the push towards a totalitarian state. Yeah. Now, I don't think he's stupid, right? He's a smart guy. Now, he must have underlying motives that need to be uncovered. And I have some quotes of what he has said in the past to show where he has been wrong. Okay, this is a quote from him. The coronavirus isn't something the American public needs to worry about or be frightened about. January 26, 2020. Then he says, in the United States, there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to wear a mask. February 17, 2020. These are his quotes. Then on March 9th, 2020, he said, if you want to go on a cruise ship, go on a cruise ship. April 3rd, 2020. America should wear face masks as a way to help stifle the spread of COVID-19. This is less than a month later. He's totally contradicting himself. And then on April 12th, he says, we should have been doing more in February. Motherfucker, these were your words. And you're the scientist. You're the expert.
All right.
I'm done listening to it.
So when the WHO, the CDC, the NIH, whatever he's worked for, you know, all that crap, and all the other experts say, don't do this. It's nothing. And then the media comes out and says, Trump should have did more. These deaths are on his head. He's a fucking douchebag. It's a hoax. Everything he said was based on what he was fed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not. I don't give a shit. But if he shut down travel to China in January while he's being impeached, right? Creating a coronavirus task force in February. Okay. Nobody's talking about trying to get the CDC into China, right? Because people forget we've been talking about this for months now, not just when it picked up. We've been talking about coronavirus and people in China dying, right? For a while now. Okay. We even brought up that Trump was trying to get into the CDC way before he decided to put his own savage last yesterday. Okay. How do you turn around and say, even when he brought up the video and MSNBC, CNN, Fauci video, he put it all on there. If you didn't have an agenda and you didn't want to look dumb, why? I mean, you know, if you're news, he's reporting news. Why did you cut the live feed when it wasn't his words? These were not Donald Trump's words in his briefing yesterday. They compiled the video of all the news sources and all the news clippings of what the experts up on the podium have said, what the media has said, what other people's words, not Donald Trump's words. So he just said, okay, guys, real quick, this is the timeline. Okay. And he puts it on there. They cut the feed. Why? Oh, it's Trump propaganda. And you know what else came out of that video? You know what most people took away from that? Oh, he had people in the White House making that video. Oh my God. He's using tax dollars to create campaign videos. That's what they said yesterday. I can't do it no more, guys. I can't. I can't talk about this because you know what?
Yeah.
I said it about a year and a half ago. Trump can fucking cure cancer or create a task force that cure cancer. You know what they say? No. That pill, don't take it. Yeah. Don't take it. Now, Tom Hanks' wife, and I'm sorry, I'm going on a rant. I'm going to stop. Tom Hanks' wife came out today and says, oh, I took hydroxychloroquine. I have really bad negative side effects. Bitch, you're alive. You're a fucking live. You're a fucking live.
It gave me diarrhea. Bitch, are you breathing?
Are you alive? Are you back in the fucking United States? You're alive because of this. Oh, I don't know if I think I probably got healthy. You know, my body just beat it out. Bitch. No.
Yeah.
No.
Stupid.
Sorry. This is just a spread of hate. Just because you hate this man so much, you are willing to let other people die, fucking tank the economy, and everything else. And everything else. And watch us poor fucking people, right? Because, yeah, we make good salaries. Yeah, we're a step above the poor people. But you know what? In a snap of a dime, we all could be fucking poor and live in this bullshit. Why? Because all these people have fucking TDS. You don't like the guy, put a qualified fucking person up there to beat him. You couldn't beat him in impeachment. You couldn't beat him in a fucking hoax. You couldn't get his fucking Supreme Court fucking thing. You're wasting everybody's fucking time and you're doing it again. You're fucking doing it again. I'm fucking tired of it. Because you know what? More things are more important than this bullshit. You don't fucking like him, vote him out in fucking goddamn fucking November. Not create fucking martial law and do all this other bullshit and waste more fucking money right? Because everyone's, oh, you're not a political analyst. I don't have to be a political analyst for this. It's fucking common fucking sense. And I see too many of these fucking lib fucking idiots that just, oh my God, Trump. Oh, we got to fucking burn it down. Fuck you. How about I go burn you down and your entire fucking family and everything that you give a fuck Jesus. About? Let me burn all that right. shit down. Jesus fucking
Don't
Christ.
Don't worry, Tim. They got Joe Biden. He's going to rescue the day.
Oh, yeah. Yay, Joe.
Don't worry, Tim. They got this under control.
Joe. Are you trying to give me a heart attack right now? Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
They got the right guy on the job
now. I'm
coming,
Weezy.
No, going back to what you said, Tim, about so Trump plays this video. I'm going to play it for you guys. Trump plays this video basically where he sets a timeline.
Is this the one that they cut off and stopped yes. in the middle of yes. it?
Yes. Now, hold on. Okay. I need to say this because so in today, this is Tuesday, he goes out and again, he's been doing press conferences every day, the guy, for the last 30 days. Been doing press conferences. He's taking a lot of questions. He's doing 2-hour press conferences, dude. The guy is, he's an Energizer Bunny, man. He just keeps going. Now, he came out and said something very key. And he hesitated to say this, but I know why he said it. It was because he's getting bombarded every day by the news media on how he's not doing a great job. And he said, and again, in the video, he shows this, but he also said, look, I was in that room in January. I was in that room. And he already had his people, his advisors. He already had Fauci and all of them. And he said, I was the only guy in that room that wanted to close travel from China. I was the only one. And he looks at one of his advisors and says, tell them. I was the only one. The lady's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was the only, he's like, I was the only one. Everybody told me not to do it. I did it. Right? And so that saved, again, if we want to classify this as what, how the media is trying to paint it, he was the only guy who did it. And again, I said this last time, the news media has put themselves up against the wall because either this is a real threat and Trump saved the world, or this is a big fake. And they're not going to go with big fake. They want to go with this. This is going to end the world. And Trump was the only guy. And they have to give him credit for that. Now, let me play this video. And again, he played this during a press conference. And he's playing basically the news media's own words. And you can tell they were visibly annoyed by this. And you see Trump's face. And he looks at each and one of them. He's looking at him. He's like, look at this video. He's just like.
They cut the feed. That's how bad it was. Yeah, they cut the feed. Cut the feed.
Please, you could put it on. Thank you.
People should be more concerned right now with the flu in this country.
A lot of people are concerned about the coronavirus because they're hearing a lot of news about it right now. But the reality is, comparing it to the flu, for example, it's not even close to being at that stage.
What if it is worse? Is this a moment where maybe countries put politics aside, a little bit of pride aside, and do we have U.S. officials? Should U.S. professionals such as yourself get involved?
How worried should Americans be about coronavirus?
Coronavirus is not going to cause a major issue in the United States.
And this is Dr. Fauci.
Wait, well, President Trump took that decisive action.
We've asked them to accelerate whatever they're doing in terms of a vaccine.
So he shows a timeline of the things that he was doing.
From Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
March.
To unleash the full
First
power
March.
Of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Medicare patients can now visit any doctor by phone or video conference at no additional cost.
The first 1 million masks will be available immediately.
Oh, this video is so bad.
As there were more cases, and it was clear that it was spreading out of China.
And then he plays the media's
The president took this move that he was widely criticized for by Democrats and even some Republicans at the time, which was he halted a number of flights from China into the U.S. The idea was to halt the spread of the disease, keep transmissions to a minimum. He was accused of xenophobia. He was accused of making a racist move. At the end of the day, it was probably effective because it did actually take a pretty aggressive measure against the spread of the virus.
But he did nothing. It was a hoax. It was a hoax. It was a hoax. This whole thing, he did nothing. He did nothing.
His team is on it. They've been responsive.
He's looking at him.
Late at night, early in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's got direct line.
Thus far, been doing everything that they can do.
Cuomo.
And I want to say thank you.
And I want to say that praising I appreciate him. It.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive.
Gavin Newsom, California.
Mercy ship down here in Los Angeles. That was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations. And that's been very, very helpful.
The president has been outstanding through all this. The vice president's been outstanding. Members of the coronavirus task force, very responsive.
We had asked if we could have, New Jersey could have access to a piece of the beds that are on the USNS Comfort, and the president came back, called me a short few minutes before I walked in here to say indeed they would grant that to New Jersey. So that's a big step for us in addition to all the other capacity.
And this video keeps going. It's basically governors from all different kinds of states, Republican, Democrat, all praising him.
When so I missed the live briefing. When did they cut this?
Yesterday.
No. When he was showing this, and then they cut it off in the middle of this display, this demo. When was it?
Soon as he started.
Oh no!
CNN left.
Yeah, yeah. So CNN cut away
CNN,
from
like right MSNBC. Away.
So other news networks carried.
Okay.
And if you look at this, is C-SPAN. C-SPAN is the one that we grabbed this from. But every other, CNN, as soon as he started playing this, because they don't like to hear their own words about the times when they, on their news media, were saying this was not a big deal. And they were saying it wasn't a big deal because Trump had put a stop on China travel or travel coming in from China. And so they were angry about that because they were calling him a xenophobe at that time. And they wanted to paint him as a racist. And then they changed their tune. And then they said he's not doing enough. You guys were saying that,
right, but this is why. Okay. This is why I went on my rant, and I have no voice, right? Because that is not a person that, you, like I said, you can hate Donald Trump, you can hate him to the upteenth degree, you can want it, you know, his entire family to I don't care, but those aren't his words. Those are your experts' words on your expert networks that are now giving you this expert opinion that he's killing the world and this country. Well, when he turns around and says, well, I was being impeached instead of we should have been working together to beat this, that was more important, but now you lost, and then you call me a xenophobe, and then all of a sudden it starts spreading and you're inviting it, you know, because I wish he would have played again the New York health commissioner and de Blasio and
he said he had hundreds of videos of this.
I'm saying, come to New York City, live your lives, get on the subway, come to the Chinatown and the Lunar Parade. I'm always going to go to that because the biggest city in this country with and the most dense, that's got more people than most countries, went through it the worst. But your leaders said, don't worry about it. Live your life. We're prepared. Are the same people now going, I need ships and beds and ventilators, and we have nothing like this, and we got to go martial law, and you got to let criminals out of Rikers so we can let people that go to church go to jail. It's almost like they knew and they were inviting it. That's what I don't buy.
Right.
Is how can you go in February and say we're fine and come to New York, and now you're the same one saying that Hitler up there is killing the world and he's deranged. You're the ones that invited this and told your people, don't be afraid. We got you. We can handle it. But and now you're the ones causing the hysteria. And you switch the narrative because the media's got your back. It's conspiracy. I'm sorry. Call me crazy. It's a conspiracy.
I did want to talk about expand upon that whole notion of how we are collectively, not just individually organisms, but we are, you know, because the herd thing, man, I that to me, when I read this, it was actually fascinating about how, you know, the more people that become self-inoculated to a disease, a virus, immune to it, the better it is for communities as a whole. I don't know if you remember, and I'm really butchering this, but there are places in certain parts of third world countries where people are exposed to so many other types of viruses that their bodies become immune to it. Whereas in Western countries where medicine and these social things that we've done by washing our hands and stuff, whatever, it eliminates us being exposed to certain things. And therefore, our immune systems are not capable of fighting these type of things. Whereas in third world countries, their immune systems are stronger to a certain extent when it comes to these things.
Yeah.
And they become immune to this.
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast, and the guy was one of the guys was from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how Mexico doesn't have this problem. Mexico is full of people. It's full of people that live in, let's just face it, quote unquote, unsanitary conditions. Their bodies adapt.
South America.
Yeah. It's Mexico, South America, Central America.
South and Central America.
These countries, if you, as an American, you go down there, you can't drink their water. They drink it all day long.
Right.
You can't drink it. Why? Because it has stuff in it that makes you sick that their bodies have grown over, you know, generations or whatever to just brush off like, yeah, whatever. It's just, they do not have a COVID-19 problem in Mexico. Why? Because of the conditions they live in and the fact that their bodies have adapted to it.
And those people are social to be. Look, if you ever go to a Hispanic gathering, I've been to both, you know, and you know, Hispanic people are very familial. Is that the right
term? Yeah, family oriented.
They're very close. You know, people stay at home for, I mean, when I growing up, we had like at some point in time, we had 20 people living in our house, you know, because that's just, and I know that that's very common, right? Because they're like, it's economical reasons, of course, but along with that comes this herd immunity because, you know, when somebody's exposed to something, yeah, somebody else might get it, but at least they're getting a certain strain that is not as strong because this person's immune system has been able to learn from it.
Right.
And then when it's passed on, it's, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
there's
it down.
There's this collective fight against a virus. And when we do the social distancing, yes, it helps, but I think in the span of time, it will make us weaker to the COVID-20, the COVID-30.
Right.
Right. Because we didn't have the COVID-19, 20, 21, 22, because we, guess what we did? We isolated ourselves. And again, where humans are, like we think about each individual human as being a laboratory, right? Where this person's immune system's trying to figure it out. That other person's immune system's trying to figure out. One of them is bound to fight it. And collectively, again, that person can then protect somebody else from it.
Yeah. One of our biggest hurdles that we need to get over is this. There's a Western medicine mentality where, the biggest example I can think of is the food pyramid, right? The medical community and the government got together and decided that the food pyramid was the way to go. And there are actually doctors, not even in this country, but all over the world, that have been thrown in jail for recommending diets that differ from the food pyramid. And you could ask any doctor now, and you why is that? It's because there's a set standard, right? The American
the FDA
organization.
Food and Drug Administration?
No, there's the medical, anyways. There's guidelines that they put out that say this is how you treat this disease, and if a doctor does something that's not down that protocol, that how we treat this disease protocol, they basically open themselves up for a lawsuit. The patient can come back and go, well, you had me do this, and that's not a part of the standard protocol. I talked to my other doctor, and he said, well, why did he do that? He shouldn't have done that. And basically, the doctor gets sued out of existence. So there's this mentality of, as long as you follow the guidelines, you're protected for the most part against lawyers coming in and suing you and putting you out of business. So there's zero incentive for a doctor who reads an article that says, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't be eating 11 servings of grain a day because it's making everybody fat. It's making them, you know, their livers are dying, their kidneys are dying, all this stuff is dying because we're eating way too much of this garbage. Maybe I'll tell my patients, maybe you should eat some more bacon and a little less rice or a little less tortillas and a little more bacon and a little more cheese. Well, oh my God, you're trying to kill me. My doctor told me I need to eat more bacon. He gets sued. He's gone because he's not following that narrow little guideline. And this, it's true with everything. You asked, is Fauci stupid? You know, I've heard it before. You gave him three options. There's only two. It's either you're stupid or you're a liar. Which one is it? Because you know, if you're not stupid, then you know you're lying. Which one is it? And I'm sure there's reasons to lie, right? Well, the medical doctrine says I have to say this or I get sued out of existence. So I'm going to say that. Can you blame the guy? He's not stupid. He knows what he's telling people may or may not be right, but he's lying to himself and to everybody else because he doesn't want to lose his house and his car, his wife, his vacation every summer to the Caribbean. He doesn't want to lose all that. So he's going to lie. With that, that is the part where we need to start just, you know, take a big step back and look at it and go, this cannot happen anymore because this is where it's leading.
All right. My next segment, I'm calling it the loony left. And what have they been doing during this whole COVID-19 pandemic? And I'm going to start off with our favorite, Alyssa Milano.
Ugh. Alyssa Milano, that fucking twat.
Alyssa Milano tweets out that she's concerned that, well, when this quote unquote pandemic broke and states started slowly restricting and travel and all this bullshit, a lot of people saw the writing on the wall, liberals included, who went out and said, oh shit, I'm going to go and buy myself a gun. And now Alyssa Milano got concerned and said, oh my God, why are people buying guns instead of toilet paper, right? Huh. And so she decides to give out a public service announcement, and she hashtagged it, hashtag stop the corona gun surge and hashtag no NRA. And here is her message.
Hi, everybody. So I'm making this video because I'm seeing reports all over the country of Americans responding to the coronavirus outbreak by buying up guns and ammunition. And I know that we are all scared and stressed out during these really uncertain times, but that is exactly why stockpiling weapons, you know, could have dire consequences for our own personal safety and those around us. You know, the weapons that people are buying today could end up being used in households, schools, churches, bars, and on our streets in the future. So we all have to look out for each other. Please, please, please. Share this video to help stop the coronavirus gun surge. You know, we can't lose any more lives to guns during this.
No.
So fun fact.
She's going first if the Civil War breaks out.
I know where I'm going.
Alyssa Milano, fun fact. Have we heard of any mass shootings? And there was an extra amount of gun sales during this whole 3 weeks. And obviously that people saw this, you know, there was a gun buying surge. Where are the shootings that correlate to guns?
They're not allowed on the streets.
Yeah.
Not allowed on the streets.
But you see what I'm saying, dude? It defeats their narrative. Now.
She's an idiot.
Now. Let's go now to Tim's favorite granny, Nancy Pelosi.
Isn't Alyssa Milano the same thing that that endorsed Joe Biden? Bernie Sanders in 16? Oh my God, he's the best thing. And this year, Joe Biden's the best thing. And like the Bernie supporters, they were going to kill her, dude. She got a piece of her own medicine. She got trumped.
Yeah. And then
she was getting like death threats. And then,
not only that, Joe Biden right now was recently accused. Somebody, a woman is accusing him of.
Hold on. No. We're going to get into that when we talk Joe Biden.
Well, I just wanted to bring it up because she's the one who came out. Remember, she was standing. She had a seat in the Supreme Court I'm sorry. Yeah. And during the hearings of Brett Kavanaugh, she was in the back, if you remember this. And she was the one who said, believe all women, hashtag believe all women. And now, crickets. There's
crickets. So, okay, before we, because you brought it up, this is why I have a problem with the New York Times. And you, this is how you know their narrative and what they're trying to push, okay? In September 24, 2018, when we were driving through South Carolina, right, listening to the hearings, New York Times opinion columnist Michelle Goldberg, pigs all the way down, Kavanaugh, and rotten ruling class. Headline, that's her opinion headline. New York Times, bestseller, you know. April 13th, 2020. What to do with Tara Reid's allegations against Joe Biden? A sexual assault accusation against the presumptive Democratic nominee is being used to troll the hashtag MeToo movement. Wait a minute. These were the same guys saying that a kid in high school,
who was 16,
raped a girl that doesn't even remember if he was at the party. Right? Oh, doesn't remember. Oh, he's guilty of this piece of shit. He's Hitler. Look at this fucking guy. Hashtag me too. He's another fucking grandbutt of pussy. And who keeps a journal? It's being used to troll the hashtag me too movement.
It's being used to troll the guy
who's lying.
Who on a daily basis is smelling children. And you hear him talking about how kids would rub his hairy legs.
And he was the same guy that said, you got to believe all women.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you cannot make this up. You can't. You can't have it both ways. But that's what these guys are. I want to see more of these videos because you get me started on this, I'm going to have another fucking aneurysm. So,
all right. Now, here's
Nancy Pelosi.
I'm not giving a mouth to mouth if he has one. Tim's so.
Favorite, Nancy Pelosi, my favorite Democrat.
The most excited person in the Democrats is continually with a surprised look on her face. Nancy Pelosi says Congress will not reopen in April, warns Trump not to restart the economy. Now, I know why Nancy wants to keep Congress closed, because she's almost 100 years old and she's susceptible to the virus. And reason number 1,348 as to why we need term limits on these fools, right? Because these guys are susceptible to the virus. They might all die. You know what? In fact, they should open the Congress. Half of them.
So yeah, I have a question. Does she have any say whatsoever as to when Congress opens?
I don't know. She might.
A Speaker of the House,
Speaker
right?
Of the House.
She may have.
Well,
I don't know where. I don't know if there's anybody who has authority to shut it down to begin with, let alone say we're not starting it back up.
I don't even think they did it. I don't think they did this with the Spanish flu. No. I mean, they shut things down, but I don't.
No.
Yeah, dude, I don't think
there was
they
this
shut
video.
Down
there
Congress.
Was this video of Biden. Oh, my God. I wish I would have saved it. There's a video of Biden. And he, in the same interview, dude, he's talking about, he says, it was during the Wisconsin, when they were debating on whether or not to have people vote, go cast a ballot during this whole thing. And Wisconsin.
Oh, the mail-in.
Yeah. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said, hey, no, people are going to vote. This is, you know, there's no reason to not keep people from voting. This is unconstitutional. But Biden weighed in on this. And so they were asking him, you know, what do you think about if Trump, you know, because they asked him, what do you think about if Trump prolongs the November election? He's like, well, no, because, you know, America's been through so many times, so many things. Even during the Civil War, people were able to vote. Even during this, even all these wars that we have, all these pandemics that we have had, people were still voting. What do you think about Wisconsin? Well, we should hold off on that one. I am not kidding. That's what he said. he's saying no, we can't stop people from voting except in Wisconsin. This guy is an idiot. I'm not kidding, that's what he said. People were like, what? Anyway,
so I got two more things.
Okay,
I got two more things.
Two more.
So go to your chat, go to the first one. So over the weekend, somebody that's very 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 liberal, Mr. Bill Maher, very controversial. No. play this video. He comes out slamming China and all the social justice warriors going, if the virus originated in that country,
it's called the China.
It's called the China flu, just like the Spanish flu and Ebola. And he goes off.
Let me play this then.
Play that video.
And finally, new rule: you can't yell at someone for breaking a rule you just made up. Scientists, yes, scientists who are generally pretty liberal, have been naming diseases after the places they came from for a very long time. Zika is from the Zika forest. Ebola from the Ebola River. Hantavirus, the Hantan River. There's the West Nile virus and guinea worm and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and, of course, the Spanish flu. MERS stands for Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. It's plastered all over airports and no one blogs about it. So why should China get a pass? Congressman Ted Lieu tweeted, the virus is not constrained by country or race. Be just as stupid to call it the Milan virus. No, that would be way stupider because it didn't come from Milan. And if it did, I guarantee we'd be calling it the Milan virus.
Exactly.
Jesus fucking Christ. Can't we even have a pandemic without getting offended? When they named Lyme disease after a town in Connecticut, the locals didn't get all ticked off.
Okay.
Seriously, it scares me that there are people out there who would rather die from the virus than call it by the wrong name. This isn't about vilifying a culture. This is about facts. This is about life and death. We're barely 4 months into this pandemic, and the wet markets in China, the ones where exotic animals are sold and consumed, are already starting to reopen. The PC police say it's racist to attack any cultural practice that's different than our own. I say liberalism lost its way when it started thinking like that and pretended that forcing a woman to wear this was just a different way instead of an abhorrent human rights violation. It's not racist to point out that eating bats is batshit crazy. In 2007, researchers at the University of Hong Kong wrote, the presence of a large reservoir of SARS-CoV-like viruses in horseshoe bats, together with the culture of eating exotic animals in southern China, is a time bomb. Dr. Fauci says we should force a global closure of the wet markets because the current crisis is a, quote, direct result of them. On Monday, the UN's acting head of biodiversity said the same thing. So when someone says, what if people hear Chinese virus and blame China? The answer is we should blame China, not Chinese Americans. But we can't stop telling the truth because racists get the wrong idea. There are always going to be idiots out there who want to indulge their prejudices. But this is an emergency. Don't we have bigger tainted fish to fry? Jesus, if the sun was exploding, Twitter would pile on the first guy who called it a dwarf star. Sorry, Americans, we're going to have to ask you to keep two ideas in your head at the same time. This has nothing to do with Asian Americans, and it has everything to do with China. We can't afford the luxury anymore of non-judginess towards a country with habits that kill millions of people everywhere, because this isn't the first time. SARS came from China, and the bird flu, and the Hong Kong flu, the Asian flu. Viruses come from China like shortstops come from the Dominican Republic. If they were selling nuclear suitcases at these wet markets, would we be so non-judgmental? And isn't this pretty close to what they are selling? And the next one could be even worse. If the Chinese military had purposefully infected this country with corona as a bioweapon, we'd be at war with them. We're always griping about how China manipulates their currency. Well, I'm no monetary expert, but I think you would agree this one hurt our economy a little more than the currency manipulation. And China can do this. China once built a 57-story skyscraper in 19 days. There's been a
pothole on my street for 19 years. They're not like us. They can actually get shit done. This is a dictatorship that for decades enforced a one-child per family policy under penalty of forced sterilization. But you can't close down the farmer's market from hell? They need to use that iron fist and pound it down like the whole world depends on it. Because it kind of does. And I hope that if someone told Americans that eating Hot Pockets could cause a worldwide pandemic, that we would have the good sense to stop doing it. Although I wouldn't bet on it. Okay.
Yeah. He makes a lot of valid points. And one thing that I wanted to say that where, see, this is why Trump's decision to defund the World Health Organization, when we called it the Woke Health Organization, was a good thing. Because if you remember, Tim, I showed you guys the tweet. The World Health Organization, the organization that's supposed to be out there fighting this and keeping us informed about this, decides to tweet that we should stop calling it the China virus. Again, what Bill Maher said, we have bigger fish to fry here. What are we doing? And that's why the Woke Health Organization is a joke.
I agree 100%. And yeah. You know what? And you know that this guy hates Donald Trump. He hates him.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the same guy a year ago said the only way to beat Donald Trump is to cause a recession.
Tank the economy.
And now, because obviously people forget, a little recession doesn't hurt me. A depression, all these guys are feeling the effects now, right? The reality is here.
Shutting down the world.
It affects my pocket. Because now if people can't afford TV, they can't watch me. They can't watch me, it affects my bottom line. Careful what you wish for. He brings up a lot of valid points where hopefully people that watch his show, regardless you like Donald Trump or not, Donald Trump is trying to fight China in an economic war. Because if it does go to guns, that's going to be bad for everybody. So he's trying to beat their pockets. He's the only one fighting them. He's the only one. Everybody else said, and here you...
He was beating them.
He was beating them with a fucking six-inch fucking dildo up that fucking President Xi's ass. I mean, but everybody else was like, China, take it. And you know what I'm saying? And Trump's like, no, bitch. I'm going to build the factories here. I'm going to give my people jobs. Bring it. And TPP, right there. You realize if we were to sign the TPP, part of that, when we looked at it, part of it was we were going to import food, meat from China. That was part of the deal.
Well, that sounds like a great
fuck that shit.
Yeah. And under the TPP, who signed that? Where did the TPP started from?
Give
it all to China. They can manipulate. Now we're going to eat Chinese meat? Nope. Sorry. Nope. Not eating. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is steak. Uh-huh. Yeah. No. It's probably bats.
This is why I said that we may have lost this little battle with China, but we're going to win the war because people are aware.
Drop a bomb on
and a lot of countries. Like I think Japan just said, "Hey, we're going to move." They're paying the companies to move out of China. It's not going to be the only country to do it. I think Trump's going to follow quickly. He's going to convince everybody, "Hey, dude, we cannot rely on China." And if he wins on that, man, I'm telling you, it's going to bring back the
100%.
Economy.
100%.
Because we can make business with other countries. China's not the only country that can produce stuff. You know, we can work with other countries. And if he does this, again, the United States
wins.
He's
going to go. Oh, no. You know where he's going to go. Where he's going to say where everybody should start building factories. In this, probably the second most polluted country in the world, India. 1.3 billion people, put some factories over there and go to work, homie. You know what I mean?
You think Trump's going to do that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's going to endorse any other country in that area to build stuff that can, you know, for manufacturing cheap, would be India. Just because, he's got a good relationship with Moody, 100, you saw all those people that showed up to praising him. But real quick, on a lighter note, but this is something that nobody's talking about because we're talking about pandemics. Something big is about to happen in May. So if you click on the chat and go to that second link, so I don't care about the Trump tax stuff, right? So they're going to be looking at that. But including the they're going to be also looking at a case about the Electoral College. So what does that mean? Let me read the article for everybody. So the Supreme Court will be hearing, Damn it. I had it all up here and it disappeared. Give me a second here.
Was this the one about giving the electoral?
So it's basically whether or not the people who vote in the Electoral College, should they vote along how the state voted?
Basically, are they required to?
But I'll let you read.
It's huge. Exactly. I mean, it's huge because how did Trump? Why was everybody mad about Trump winning? He lost the popular vote, but won the Electoral College, right? So with all this pandemic going on, this is a major case that could have implications for this election. I don't know how fast they can get it through, but or future elections outside of 2020. This is bad because, again, let's say, you know, you had, you know, the Democrat, the Democrat won the, you know, popular vote in in Mississippi. But the Electoral College is like, no, we got to stick with. No, that's bad. That defeats the purpose of the Electoral College. That defeats checks and balances.
All right.
This is huge. And this is getting no play. No play. This is more important than this fucking pandemic.
Well, we'll see how they rule. This is one that's tough because when the framers set this up, the electoral voters, part of the people who are members of the Electoral College that represent their state, when they vote, that's the official vote, right? It's not the popular vote that counts. It's the Electoral College vote. Now, but let's present a scenario, okay? That in between the time, so for example, people vote in November, and I believe the Electoral College votes in December. Sometime before the end of the year. And if something were to happen between then and when the Electoral College votes, should the Electoral College vote according to how the state voted? The framers of the Constitution, I don't know, man. There's never been precedent for that. Usually people vote along how with the state voted. Do I want to remove that? Like you said, Tim, if we were to say no, they can vote however they want. Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know where I stand on that one.
Yeah,
that's tough. That's tough.
To me, this changes everything. This changes everything because we live in Arizona. Yeah, it turned purple. You know, some things say it's purple. Some still say it's red. But let's say they turn around and say, even though we're going to just be blue. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
To me, that leaves more corruption, man. Leaves more corruption because obviously they vote after. Okay. If you're in New York and they say, okay, hey, we all voted, you know, the Democrats won New York, right? In the popular vote, right? And, you know, from history, the Electoral College, that's why they always say they won New York, even though the Electoral College technically hasn't voted. But what if they turn around and said, even though the popular guy said, all of New York were voted blue, we're going to turn it red. To me, that leaves a lot of room for corruption. Sorry.
Yeah.
It just leaves too much room for corruption.
Yeah.
Because again, if you start doing mail-in votes and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? You can easily manipulate. I'm sorry. To me, there's a checks and balances. Regardless of people think it's archaic and ancient, Electoral College adds a checks and balance.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, what does the Constitution say about
So let me read. Ahead. Let me read what this New York Times wrote about this. And I don't know. I'm just going to read this. So the Supreme Court agreed Friday to decide whether members of the Electoral College may cast their votes for presidential candidates other than the ones they had pledged to support. The court's decision to settle the question in its current term, which ends in June, allows it to act without knowing which candidate in the 2020 election could benefit from its ruling. Every 4 years, weeks after election, the members of the Electoral College cast the actual vote for president. Many states have laws requiring electors to pledge that they will support the winner of the state's popular vote, but electors occasionally go rogue. the votes of only 10 faithless electors could have changed the outcome in five of the previous 58 presidential elections. In the 2000 election, for instance, George Bush beat Al Gore by 5 electoral votes. Recent court decisions have come to opposite conclusions about whether electors may disregard their pledges. So, yeah, man, I think the Constitution has left it up to the states on how they would, because some states, I think, what is it, New Hampshire or one of them, and even I think Nevada, where they split up those electoral votes. In other words, it's depending on how people voted. So if 50% voted for this candidate and 50% voted for that candidate, they split up those electoral votes. This could change that if the Supreme Court rules on that. I don't know.
Leave it where it lies. Because you know why. You know why they want to do this. They're trying to can't beat this guy. They can't beat this guy.
Yep. So they'll cheat.
Everything's about cheat.
They'll cheat to win.
On a last note, I got two things. Just had a conversation. Hey, Joe Biden's vice president. You think he'll be crafty and make Obama his vice president, die in president?
No, I think Clinton's got a better chance than Obama.
If he wants to win the presidency, he makes Obama his vice president. He wins like that, I guarantee. Some of those, I like Trump, but they liked Obama better. If for Biden to win, he needs Obama to basically campaign for him.
I think he might choose Hillary.
Right. And
that's the only way she's going to get to the White House, because then she's going to kill him.
He'll just mysteriously die.
Dude, but you realize he has not done anything. He's suicide. Like, ever since coronavirus happened, he's been locked in his house.
That's because he's susceptible.
Because he probably has it.
I don't know. This is all...
We'll see.
But I want to end it on a really positive note.
Leave it there.
Positive. Yeah.
There's one positive thing to social distancing with everything being closed.
Okay.
Pandas are now fucking and actually reproducing because there's nobody watching them at the zoo. All these pandas that they wanted. No BS. All these pandas that they've put in together have sex, because the pandas are dying.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have sex. It took everybody leaving the zoo. They're all starting to have sex now. No bullshit.
It's like an orgy.
Look it up. It's no BS.
I suppose that makes sense. I mean, nobody wants to watch it.
Dude, pandas are nasty. They proved the point. Pandas are anti-cucks. They don't want people watching them. Cucks. Yeah, they're anti-cucks.
What's a cucks?
Look it up.
I don't know if I want to.
Look it up. Well, it's usually when a man pays. A man likes watching his wife getting banged by somebody else. Other people have other things about what a cuck means.
Cuckolding, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but they don't like being cucked. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want somebody. Hey, do you want somebody watching you bang your wife? No.
You know, if you're going to watch that, that's your own problem, man. You're sad.
I don't want to watch.
Nobody tells me what to
do. I don't want to watch any of my friends fuck.
Nobody wants to see
me. If I
want to
watch people fuck, I watch porn. You know what I mean? But pandas are starting to.
No, Jeremy doesn't understand. It's not them watching you. You watching them.
You know what I mean? You know? They let me lick you up.
No. Stop.
That's what the pandas are saying now, man. Stop. I'm telling you, we're going to see all new pandas in 2021.
We're gonna be lousy with pandas. We're gonna be euthanizing pandas.
Yeah, we're going to have an abundance of pandas.
We don't have enough zoos for all
the pandas.
People are going
to
be
like, all it took was for people to stop watching the
band. Performance issues, anxiety.
Dude, but come on. You've anxiety? Seen how dopey pandas look. You know what I'm saying? So you just see the little dopey panda head.
And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, folks, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Follow us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and soon TikTok.
No,
Tim?
No TikTok.
Give us a follow,
no TikTok.
Hit that like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Bye.
See ya. Boycott TikTok.